Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Detectives from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office identified the victim of a homicide at a remote location on Spyrock Road near Laytonville as 23-year-old Upper Lake resident Hugo Olea Lopez. According to an autopsy, Olea Lopez died as a result of a single gunshot wound to the torso. He had been camping at the location while managing a marijuana grow operation. The investigation is still underway as detectives have yet to determine a motive or identify any suspects in connection to the murder. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. California has dramatically reduced its prison population. Dan Squire has more.
On Thursday, a federal court ordered Governor Jerry Brown and the state of California to release 9,300 inmates in order to meet with federal court orders regarding overcrowding in state facilities. That's according to the Associated Press. Governor Brown is going to appeal the decision, but the judges left little room for maneuver, saying that the prisoners must be released by the end of the year regardless of state or local law. The decision is part of an ongoing lawsuit filed against California over conditions in the prison system and could place an even greater burden on counties under AB 109. Those counties are now housing inmates who normally would have gone back to prison for new crimes or probation violations.
Thank you, Dan. Sheriff's detectives have arrested a man in connection with a suspected homicide after the body of a 33-year-old man was found in McKinleyville. Detectives arrested 21-year-old Michael U. Ravish at a residence on Highland Street in Eureka on Wednesday afternoon. U. Ravish, a resident of both McKinleyville and Eureka, was booked on suspicion of homicide. Detectives interviewed witnesses who found the body north of C Street in McKinleyville, an area known as the Baldy area. The body was found next to a trail, and based on witness statements and the wounds, the case is being treated as a homicide. The name of the deceased has not been released pending notification of next of kin, and anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Todd Fulton at the Sheriff's Office. The City of Fortuna will be holding a City Council meeting on Monday, June 24th at 5 p.m. in the City Hall. Items on the agenda include a Memorandum of Understanding agreement for an off-leash dog park. The dog park would be located on an unused piece of city-owned property on Dinsmore Drive. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce Tourism Committee believes that they have the funding and support to turn the property into a successful dog park. The meeting will also finalize the implementation of the Roner Creek Flood Control, Habitat, and Seismic Improvement Project designed to alleviate flooding on Roner Creek. It's the third Friday of the month, and that means it's McKinleyville Art Night, the monthly celebration of art that occurs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There are six venues where people can bring their families and enjoy many different works of art, including paintings, photographs, and mixed media artwork. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In November, California voters approved Proposition 30, a measure that will funnel more money to local school districts in an effort to bolster education. Eureka City Schools Superintendent Fred Van Vleck said that increased funding is always welcome, but the budget process is backward. Districts have already laid out their budget plans without knowing just how much money is coming from Sacramento.
Here's the problem with California when you look at education in a budget. We're expected to have a budget built, voted on, and done, submitted to the County Office of Education by July 1st. So our budget was already built prior to the state budget being adopted.
Not only do school districts not know how much money they'll get, but what, if any, mandates Sacramento will impose.
We think we're pretty close in the dollar figure that we have inside our budget. What we don't know about are those categorical funds, because it's a big hit to us if we have it budgeted out of the general fund and the state of California comes in and says, oh, by the way, we changed the rules. You can't use that dollar anymore in the general fund. You have to spend that dollar on these widgets over here.
Van Vleck also pointed out that if Sacramento does impose changes, the budget Eureka Schools put together will be thrown out the window and leave the district without enough time to get a new budget to the county by the July 1st deadline. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.